Actually, Tim, we're just leaving the Taj Hotel. There are mass commandos in the gardens of the Taj. The Taj itself is one of those symbols of Mumbai, right next to the Gateway of India. You can hear the ambulances just rushing past. What appears to have happened, at least what the reports we've been getting, is about 12 terrorists. That's according to Indian television. Are still holed up inside the Taj Hotel with a number of hostages. There are also some reports of negotiations taking place. I mean, the scene here, there have been no gunshots since 7:30 this morning. That's the last time we heard anything. And it's quite placid. The whole area has been closed off, and what we're just seeing is army traffic and commandos.
And this is not the only hotel that's still believed to having hostages being held inside it.
No, that's right. The Oberoi Hotel has also got hostages. Now, we went there earlier today. Again, very similar scene. Lots of police, lots of press, lots of commandos. The only difference there is, as we understand it, there has been some communication with people inside saying that I'll kill a hostage if you don't move away from the building. But again, this is Indian television reporting this, so we have no independent confirmation of that.
So give us an idea of the extent of the attack overnight.
There have been about 8 places hit in Mumbai in various forms or another. A popular cafe was shot up, main station, where a great number of people, dozens, died. You know, people came in wielding guns and sprayed bullets across a busy commuter platform. And they're pretty gory pictures. Now, this sort of coordinated guns and grenades type attack is something we usually see in Indian Kashmir. It's not something that's taken to the streets of major cities. Major cities have seen coordinated, synchronized bombing strikes. This is of a different order. It's a different kind of terror tactic. It seems to be the one thing that everybody can agree on. It has literally closed down Mumbai. This is a very busy city, one of the biggest cities in the world, and there is no traffic on the streets. You can make it down to the airport, down to the hippest tip of Mumbai in less than half an hour. That's a remarkable in a city that would take normally a couple of hours to do that journey.
It must have involved quite a number of gunmen, mustn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to give you an accurate count how they managed to conceal AK-47s and wield them with impunity in a city that is known for its bombing. I mean, it's had a long experience with terrorism, but really not on this scale and not with this audacity.
And the purpose was to, do you think, stop the financial processes or to keep foreigners out or what?
There has been some indications, at least the security services, at least high-placed diplomatic sources have always said that India's economic success was the heart of much of the envy which drove a lot of these groups. But I'm not speaking from personal experience. I've never had anybody wielding a gun saying we want to bomb Mumbai because it's the greatest financial capital this side of Qatar or this side of Shanghai. It's in the realms of speculation. I almost certainly think that it is a symbol of prosperity and progress, and it's India's most cosmopolitan city, so in that way it is a success symbol. You know, it would make it an easy target.
This operation could go on for some time.
Yeah, we are bedding in, it seems to be, especially if negotiations are taking place. This could be strung out for days.